This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
One of my favourite organisations in Victoria. Of course I'm talking about the RSPCA Victoria. And we have the CEO, Dr. Liz Walker. Yay!
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
I haven't seen you since Mikey and I spent our day there. And I would love to thank you how we had the best day there. We Instagrammed it all out. I've got to laugh at Mikey being scared of sheep and chickens. I've never seen a young boy jump a fence so quick when he thought that sheep was coming near him.
We have very well behaved sheep, but I'm very glad you had a great time.
I kept saying to him, I was in there with him, I go, they're not lions. They, you know, they're little teethy things. They're like little pegs.
Well, you do have to be, you know, they're animals. You do have to be careful of sheep in general. But the ones we have at RSPCA Victoria, they're part of our education team. So they're pretty reliable.
I was once knocked down by a sheep when at the shearing shed and they were running them down the run and my dad said, stop them. And I jumped in front of it and one just jumped and just went smack into my chest. I fell over and about another 50 jumped all over the top of me. Then they hurt you. Let me tell you, I had little bruises all over. But that's not what here we to talk about. Look, summer is a hard time for, you know, for all of us. We've all been stressing in these 40-degree days. But what we don't remember is our poor little puppies and cats in our backyard, our birds.
Yep.
I know with my chickens, I've had to go out there a couple of times during the day and they actually have sat there and let me wet them down and things like that. But Dr. Liz, this is a bad time of year for our pets. What have you got to tell us?
Well, I think look, there's endless things we could probably talk about, but I think heat's probably the one we need to focus on at the moment, and probably also just emergency preparedness, really, because it's been a pretty shocking summer so far and it's not showing any signs of getting any better. I think when it comes to heat, stress and hypothermia is actually something that we really need to be aware of for our companion animals and also our chickens as well. So things like making sure on those hot days that we do prepare really well for that. Ideally, you'd bring them inside, your cats and your dogs, especially your small animals like your rabbits and your guinea pigs. Those guys have really... they're not very good at disseminating heat. They do it through their ears and through their foot pads.
Oh,
and,
really?
And
really?
Because they're little, they've got a big surface area compared to bigger animals. They really cook. And guineas and rabbits, you know, after even about 25, 26 degrees, even days like today, if you leave them outside, they can get really, really sick and they will die from hypothermia. So if you can bring them inside, put them in cool areas, in the laundry and what have you, the key things are for all animals is good shelter.
Good shelter.
They need shade. So if they're inside, obviously that's shady. If they're outside, shade. Remember that it changes during the day, so they might need multiple areas.
Well, you're right, because you think they're in a shade in the morning, but the afternoon sun could have them directly in there if they were chained or...
Avoiding tethering animals is also a really good idea. Give them some choice. The other thing you need to think about too is ventilation, is to keep some air moving. Mm-hmm. So if they're inside, fans and things are really good. If they're outside, to somewhere where you know there's going to be some air movement, water, obviously, really, really important. Change it often. Also have multiple sources, because if one gets knocked over and you're not around, need to have others. You can also do cool things like getting your ice cream containers or, you know, bowls and filling them half full of water, freezing it, and then adding water on top during the day, and that keeps it nice and cool.
That's a good idea.
That's a very clever idea.
I really like that idea, because it means that, because if it's in a really big chunk of ice, it takes a fairly long time to melt. Yeah. The other thing is to think about is that I see too is just exercising animals. So some of us think, you know, our dogs have to be walked every day. When it's stinking hot, they probably don't.
If you're home with your dog, he doesn't care about leaving.
Probably not.
It's about walking him and then
So really have a good think. So early in the morning or late at night, have a stroll. Especially watch out for the dogs that are a bit older, a bit sick, or those flat face breeds that often have trouble ventilating, like your pugs and your bulldogs and what have you. Even your staffies, they'll get distressed really easily. So I would avoid exercising those guys.
So we had that 40-degree Friday the other week, yep. And I went to take my dogs out for a walk about 8 o'clock at night. So the sun was setting, mm-hmm. and I put my hand on the asphalt of the road and it still burnt my hand. Not burnt me, but I went, yeah. Oh, and I went, okay, we're not walking.
That's
and I
really
didn't mean that silly. I thought, oh, it was still warm, mm. but I thought, no, yeah. sun on it.
It's a really, really good point. And so one good test you can do is put your hand or your feet on the pavement. If you're not comfortable, then probably not good to ask your animals to go walking on it either. So just being really mindful of that. You can play games at home, with toys and run around on some grass and stuff if they need a bit of exercise. But honestly, I think that when it's really, really hot, they're probably fine to have a bit of a rest. It's not going to be the end of the world.
No, they're quite happy to go back in on the air conditioner.
Mm.
And the dogs are very smart, let me tell you. They know where the cool spot was, because at one stage there, I was laying on the tiles with them under the kitchen bench. This must have seemed to be the way it was coming. And I got down there to go and eat. I thought, oh, you found the best spot here. So they're very smart. So it was what you said, give them options.
Yeah.
If the best thing I was doing with the chickens, I went out and wet the whole ground down and tried to get the heat out
Super
of it.
Super smart, because then if you, wetting the ground around them, getting spray bottles to spray them, especially if you don't have an air conditioner but you've got a fan, get some spray bottles, give them a spray, put down wet towels and what have you, spray the ground around them. That's a terrific idea. And when it comes to wildlife, if you're worried about that,
mm-hmm.
And which is a good thing to be worried about, is again, put some water outside for the animals. Sort of make it not too deep, or if it is deep, because you don't want the little guys to fall in and get stuck or drown. Put in some rocks or a brick or some sticks so they can haul themselves out again.
I've made a bee drinking little bit.
Oh.
So I've got a saucer and I've filled it with marbles.
Yep.
And so they can get
That's a
and
great
the bees
idea.
Go on. Because someone was telling me, because you're right, our bush is burning. Mm. And Dr. Liz, we care about our domestic pets, but we also got to think about the wildlife are coming out from the bush into the city to find food and water and putting something out. But, yeah, little rocks in it helps the lizards.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Perfect.
Yes, we're going to protect our bees.
And I think people don't realise, we're thinking of the animals and the chickens and the ducks, but also, I remember the most traumatic day as a kid was finding out that our duck had died from the heat.
Yeah. Mm.
And we thought we'd done everything and just hadn't. We thought we went out too longer and didn't realise, as you said, the shade had changed and it was horrible.
We lost a chicken last year who laid an egg at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And she, the next minute, started clucking, come out of the little shed and threw herself into her water bowl. And unfortunately, she passed away from heat stroke. And I'm thinking, what are you doing laying an egg at 4 p.m. at the hottest part of the... And we've done everything. Like, my chickens are out and they get to choose, but...
Yeah. Well, I think, when animals get heat distress, they get a bit like us. They can get really disorientated and behave very oddly. So that's something to look out for.
Well, I love that idea. We shouldn't have to tell you, do not lock your pets in a car, on a warm day out there in summer, it's going to go. Mm. And I found out from the police the other day, it's technically against the law to break a window to rescue an animal.
I'm not saying
I wouldn't do it, but...
Well, I wouldn't give you advice like that, but what I can tell you is it's now an offence to actually leave your animal in a car under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act.
Oh,
it's listed around for more than 10 minutes at 28 degrees, but honestly, let's have some common sense, folks. The cars can heat up in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
You shouldn't leave any live species in cars in hot weather.
Not at all.
Oh.
Pets, we've got to take care of them in summer.
Dr. Liz, thank you so very much for coming in. The CEO of RSPCA.
Thanks, everyone, and have a great 2020.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.